the Bethel Fire Station is in imminent danger of collapse. That's the conclusion of an independent engineer who recently examined the building. Now the fire department is running a skeleton crew inside the building while the city looks for money to replace it. KYUK's Shane Iverson took a tour of the fire station and has this story.
The Bethel Fire Department responds to over 700 requests for help each year, but now they're the ones in need. Fire Captain Bill Howell.
The water went from the roof, it went into the walls, it destroyed the roof, destroyed the walls, and then it got into the floor and destroyed the floors.
To get a look at the framing, engineers peeled off sheetrock and siding. Howell shows a section where the drywall has been ripped away. Visible is the wooden frame, literally crumbling as Howell runs his hand across it.
Wood falling, right out of the stud walls. It just, falling right out. It's like buildings held together with toothpicks and foam at this point.
In response to the danger, the fire department is no longer allowing their volunteers into the building. Only two staff members are allowed in at one time, and on-call staff no longer spends the night at the station. Instead, they monitor calls from a radio at home. Last winter, the city used state funds to put extra supports under the floor to keep it from collapsing. But the new inspection by Little Susitna Engineering details all of the building's problems, and they are worse than expected. The report says the building is unsafe for occupancy and is a significant danger to life and property. Howell walks across the vehicle's storage area. It's about 40 feet high. Near the north wall, a giant beam is supported by posts stretching high towards the ceiling. They were added as a way to shore up that ceiling. Similar supports are all over the station now, but this north wall was a priority, says Howell.
Now, this wall is especially scary. During the removal of the sheetrock, the roof actually subsided about an inch while the workers were removing this. And then they started hearing popping and cracking throughout the whole roof structure. And yeah, so it was a little bit spooky for everybody. And they put in this emergency shoring right here just to complete the job of removing the sheetrock from the walls.
From the outside, you can see the inner workings of the north wall where the siding has been removed. Howell picks away at the rotten frame that's supposed to be supporting the walls and ceiling.
You can see the wall studs here have rotted out as well, right against the foam here. The foam is compressed here and buckled, and you can see that it's kind of like got weight on it. And if you look at the plywood here, you can see it's bowed out on the side of the building. And this actually shows that this side of the building, it's actually dropped a little bit.
City Manager Lee Foley says the damage can be traced back to the little rubber washers that are supposed to keep water from entering screw holes on the roof.
Rubber washers, if they're exposed to the sun or the elements, start to deteriorate. On top of that, for some reason, ravens like to eat the rubber washers. And when the washers are removed from around where the bolts are, the water comes in. Once it starts coming in, it starts soaking up all that stuff and ruining the wood and everything else.
The city of Bethel does not have money to build a new station. Over the last few years, the city council has cut almost 15 positions, mainly as a consequence of high energy prices. On Tuesday, the city council unanimously approved a resolution to request funding for a replacement fire station. The hope is that the state or federal sources like FEMA will put up the necessary funding. Foley has already written letters to the Alaska delegation as well as local representatives. He says Governor Sean Parnell got a firsthand look at the building when he visited as lieutenant governor in January of 2008.
He crawled around on his hands and knees underneath the building looking at it. And so he had a first-hand idea of what was happening.
A new fire station would cost an estimated $5 to $7 million to construct. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.